just for starters, how has the offseason program gone with what the new pieces you've added on defense?
Guys have really been working hard, paying attention to the details. I mean, it's a new terminology for them, new techniques, new fundamentals, but they've really been doing a good job of coming in every day and concentrating and focus on what we're asking them to do. And right now we're still, you know, it's a work in progress, but we'll keep grinding here through the all season, and hopefully they don't have to think as much and can come back and be ready to react.
How valuable has this time been to get to know Sheldon and see what he can do in combination with the rest of the unit?
Yeah, this is really a critical time for us to kind of see his skill set and what he's bringing, and it'll continue over when we get to training camp. But he's been doing an excellent job thus far, paying attention to the details. He's in a very good room. I mean, a lot of good guys around him that are kind of helping each other, coaching each other through the situations. And, you know, we're pleased where we are right now, but we look to continue on through the off season and in the training camp and keep working on that process.
We've also been able to get Mike Hughes out on the field. Just describe what he's shown so far.
He's done a really good job. We've moved him around to a couple of different positions, so there's a lot going on right now, which is usually that way, you know, transitioning from college, and the game is a little is totally different for us. But he's done a good job. You know, his talent shows, his skill set shows, and we just keep working through it and, you know, refining it, and hopefully, you know, keep continuing to get him ready to go.
Quite a few guys in the secondary that have been in this defense before that can teach him all the nuances, right?
Right, no doubt about it. They're a very unselfish group. Really, I think the unit as a whole, where you're talking about the defensive line, the linebacker, but in our secondary, we do have some guys that are experienced in it, and they're grabbing these young guys and trying to help them through this process and accept the information as quickly as possible.
How have you enjoyed the chess match, if there is one at this point, with the new pieces on offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge coming out here every day. You know, it's good work for us. It's good competition, and, you know, they're sort of going through the same process with some new players. And, you know, the process is what it's about, and we just try to come out here and get better every day. But it has been a lot of good competition, and we look forward to it as we keep proceeding through the preseason.
When you have had so many guys together in the same defense, mm-hmm. does having a change in coordinator across from you add a new element, or what does that do for a defense?
Well, some concepts have changed, and, you know, some things we've had to adjust and adapt to, but that's kind of what the offseason is, to kind of figure out what you're good at, things that you want to improve on that you've identified from the season before. And so we're really concentrating and focusing on what we've got to get done. But like I said, it's a competition out here every day, and we're trying to get the most out of each other.
Do you think the new kickoff rule will impact the defense one way or another?
You know, I think that it will. I mean, obviously player safety is the most important thing as guys are working through it. So, you know, for us, we think that it will, where the ball is placed for a start. Your percentages change as far as scoring of offenses and all those different things that we go through. But, you know, we'll see as we keep progressing forward.
All right.
Good?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.